Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a part of this service today. This is the March edition of our ALO, our Abundant Life online worship experience. We're so thankful for all of our ministers who have blessed us already. So thankful to God for the opportunity to worship, to praise Him, and to pray, to be in His presence. And I'm very excited about the Word of God. Thank you for joining this service today. And thank you for preparing your heart and being ready. We're going to go into the Word of God immediately. Let's turn with me, please, to Joel chapter 2. And let's look at verse 23. Let's start from verse 23. This is where we were last month. During our February ALO, on time God, on time release, on time God, on time release. In Joel chapter 2 and verse 23, the Word of God says, "Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the former rain moderately, and He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month." Glory to God. "And the floors shall be full of wheat. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed." Glory to God. Let's focus real strong there on the A part of verse 25. It says, "I will restore to you the years." Remember, like we said last month, this prophetic release through the prophet Joel was the same prophetic release that declared and foretold the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Actually, if you go further down there in Joel chapter 2 and from verse 28, you see where it says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." We know that this prophetic release was the same one that was given to assure us about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And that has already happened, and that has already happened and is still happening in our days today. The Holy Spirit has been poured out and He's still being poured out. So that is already in manifestation. That is already a reality, that aspect of that prophetic release. But this first part of it is one that a lot of us believers have not really paid a lot of attention to. We do take the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we receive that, most of us do, praise God. But a lot of times, we're not as focused on the first part of the promise where the Lord said, "I will restore to you the years." Well, that's what He has us studying in this season. God will restore to you the years. Can you say that with me? Put your hands on your heart and say that confidently and boldly. Say, "God will restore to me the years." Say one more time, "God will restore to me the years." Amen, and He will. We have all seen on our TV sets what happens when a nation is invaded by an army of locusts, caterpillars, cankerworms, palmar worms, and the rest of it. We have seen the losses, the damage, destruction, devastation that can be inflicted on people that are vulnerable and helpless. We've seen that through this, the invasion of the small European nation of Ukraine that recently took place. We know that is a picture of how the enemy invades the space of God's covenant people. He seeks to do that all the time. And that really is the story of all of our lives, whether we realize it or not. Through our journeys, we have lost things. We have lost opportunities and resources, valuable relationships, health, favors. And sometimes we feel like we are so behind schedule. Let's take a moment and just speak the peace of God upon the nation of Ukraine again in the name of Jesus. And let's receive restoration. Restoration. God said, I will restore to you the years. So we speak upon the nation of Ukraine in the name of Jesus. The Lord will restore your fortunes. The Lord will restore to you the years. What the canker worms, the locusts, the palmer worms, the invading army of the enemy, what they have devoured, what they have destroyed, the Lord will restore to you the years, and you will come back better, and you will come back stronger in the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen, we have all lost something, and we've lost sometimes. We look at some of the things we have lost, and we almost feel we would never get that back. But the Lord said, I will restore to you the years. The story, one of the stories in the Bible that very strongly demonstrates this covenant principle is the story of Job. And while I do not intend to have us study the book of Job today, I want you to look at a couple of verses towards the end of the life of Job. Job chapter 42. Job chapter 42. I'm going to read this from the King James, and then I'm going to go read from a few other translations of the Bible. In verse 10, the Bible says, the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. You know, Job lost everything. If you are aware, and all of us are aware of the story of Job, the Lord really did give him twice when the word of God lists for us in verse 12 all the things that Job got back in verse 12, where it says the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. And then he begins to list it: 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 female donkeys. Well, think about this. Some of those things were exactly twice what Job had lost. Exactly twice, two times what he had lost. Because in Job chapter 1 verse 3, which is the earlier introduction to the story of Job, the Bible says he possessed 7,000 sheep in verse 3. 7,000 sheep. Well, in chapter 42 and verse 12, instead of 7,000 which he lost, God gave him 14,000 sheep. If you look there in chapter 1 verse 3, he says he lost 500 yoke of oxen. Well, at the latter end of his life, the Lord had blessed him with 1,000 yoke of oxen. It says there in chapter 1 verse 3, he had 3,000 camels. At the end of his life, he has 6,000 camels. At the beginning, he lost 500 female donkeys. At the end of his life, towards the end of his life, the Bible says God had blessed him with 1,000 female donkeys. Why am I going through that? I just want us to see, set our eyes on it. Because revelation is powerful. I want us to set our eyes on those facts, on those truths from the Word of God. God says everything he means, and God means everything he says. Let me say that again. God says everything he means, and God means everything he says. God would never promise something unless he actually had a plan to fulfill that promise. God would never promise that he will restore the years in our lives unless he actually intends to restore those years like he promised. Hallelujah. I wish I could read all of these other translations. Let's see. Let's read one of them, one or two of them. Job 42, in verse 10. Let's read the Amplified, ISV, and NLT. Job 42, verse 10. The Amplified says, The Lord turned the captivity of Job and restored his fortunes. Restored his fortunes when he prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The ISV says, the International Standard Version, the Lord restored Job's prosperity after he prayed for his friends. Listen to this. The Lord doubled everything that Job had once possessed. The Lord doubled everything. This is our year of divine everything. And the Lord is saying, I will double everything that you have lost. I will double everything that you have lost. I will restore to you the years. Can somebody say amen? The New Living Translation says, when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. In fact, the Lord gave him twice as much as before. In the Message, he says Job interceded for his friends. God restored his fortune and then he doubled it. God will restore your fortunes and God will double it. Remember, this is not just a promise God made to Job. Job was a covenant man. You are a covenant man or woman. The same covenant, the covenant with Jehovah God that Job enjoyed in his time, you and I enjoy in our time. That covenant, we know, is a difference maker. The covenant that we have with God is a life changer. And in fact, the covenant we have with the Lord through our Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament is a far superior covenant. The Bible says it's a far better covenant that is made with better promises. It's better. Better, better. So the Lord will restore to you the years, and when he does it, he's going to do it better. 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 Can somebody say amen to this? He says the Lord turned the captivity of Job. And you know what the Bible says in Psalm 126? It says when the Lord turned the captivity of his people, we were like them that dream, he says. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. The Lord will do great things for us. The Lord will do great things for you. He will fill your mouth with laughter in the name of Jesus. Any area of your life that may have caused you concern, any area of your life where you may have had setbacks, any area of your life where you lost something, God will restore to you the years. He will bring it all back and it will be better. He will bring it all back and it will be better. Say that with me. He will bring it all back and it will be better. 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 He will bring it all back and it will be better. He will bring it all back and it will be better. That's why your mouth will be filled with laughter, with singing. Why? Because you will look at the different things that the Lord has done and you will just burst out into laughter. You will just burst out into singing. He will bring it all back with better. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen? I want you to listen to this. God is committed and restoration is sure. God is committed and restoration is sure. His restoration is thorough, complete, and over the top. It's better. His restoration is thorough, it's complete, and it's over the top. He makes all things new. He makes all things better. He makes all things better. He's a God of multiple chances, multiple opportunities. Listen to me, somebody, wherever you are today. Somebody who's been thinking, oh, I lost it. Oh, I'll never get it back. Oh, it's too late for me. Those are lies of the devil. Those are lies of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, God is committed and restoration is sure. His restoration is thorough, complete, and over the top. God will bring everything back. He will bring everything back. He will restore to you the years. And he will fill your mouth with singing. He will fill your mouth with laughter in Jesus' mighty name. You see what he promised there in the book of Zechariah, chapter 9. Let's read that real quickly. Zechariah chapter 9. He will bring it all back and he will bring it back better. Hallelujah. He will bring it all back and he will bring it back better. You see what he said there in Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 11. He said, I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible. Glory to God. In verse 11, he says, as for you also, this is the word of the Lord to you saints. As for you also, because of and for the sake of the covenant of the Lord with his people, which was sealed and sprinkled with covenant blood, he said, I have released and I have sent forth your imprisoned people out of the waterless pit because of the covenant of the Lord with his people, which was sealed with sprinkled covenant blood. I have released and sent forth your imprisoned people out of the waterless pit. Verse 12, return to the stronghold of security and prosperity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Return to the stronghold of security and prosperity. You prisoners of hope. You prisoners of hope. Hallelujah. Return to the stronghold of security and prosperity. You prisoners of hope. You who refuse to give up your hope. You who refuse to quit on your expectation of the promises of God. You who refuse to give up your expectations that God's word will be fulfilled in your life. He said, return to the stronghold of security and prosperity, you prisoners of hope. Even today, do I declare that I will restore double your former prosperity unto you. Hallelujah. Even today, do I declare that I will restore double your former prosperity unto you? We've already seen that in the life of Job. Well, that was not a covenant promise and a covenant arrangement or covenant divine orchestration for Job alone. No, no. In fact, this is our year of divine orchestration. This is our year of divine realities. This is a divine reality for every covenant child of God. Somebody say, I'm a covenant child of God. Say one more time, I'm a covenant child of God. The promise of God's restoration to restore to me the years is a divine reality in my life. It is a divine. Let's say that. I am a covenant child of God, and the promise of God's restoration of better, of the double, is a divine reality in my life. The promise of God's restoration of better, of the double, is a divine reality in my life. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. He said the same thing in Isaiah chapter 61. I will restore to you the years. I will give it back to you better. I will restore double, double, double. Glory be to God. Double, double. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 6 and 7. He said in verse 6, but you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. Verse 7. For your shame you shall have double. For confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land shall they possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Glory be to God. Look at that verse 7 in the Amplified. He said, instead of your former shame, you shall have a twofold recompense. Instead of dishonor and reproach, your people shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double what they had forfeited. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Glory be to God. Go ahead and thank God for the promise and the divine reality of the restoration of better in your life. The restoration of double security, double prosperity, double favor, double increase, double harvest, double time, double health, double wisdom, double glory. Hallelujah. Receive. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. They shall possess the double. They shall possess double what they had forfeited. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. No wonder their mouths were filled with laughter. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I can't move past this. I want you to go back. This, I don't want to take time doing this, but I'm hearing the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for showing us that. I'm hearing the Lord. I'm hearing in my spirit. I want to take you back right there to Job. We read it, but we ran way past it too quickly. And I want you to receive this. I want you to believe this. I want you to declare this. I want you to walk in this divine reality. I don't know what other translations I need to read this from. Maybe go back there and read it from some of those translations that I read earlier. Job 42. And verse 12, let's go back there. Job 42 and verse 12. And let's read a couple of translations. Let's start from the Amplified. Just the first part of it. It says, the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. The Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. I'm hearing in my spirit to say to you, that the Lord will bless the latter days of your life. Wherever you are today, God will bless the latter days of your life more than your beginning. Hallelujah. I know sometimes it's easier to believe that in certain areas, but then it's very difficult for the saints to accept that in other areas. But I want you to take it all. I believe God is calling us. Take it all. He said there, the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. Let me see if I can find one or two other very good. Oh, I love it. Very, very good translations here. Look at the basic Bible English is the Lord's blessing was greater on the life, on the end of Job's life than on its start. The Lord's blessing was greater. The Lord's blessing was greater. Hallelujah. The ISV says the Lord blessed Job during the latter part of his life more than the former. More than the former. The message says God blessed Job's later life even more than his earlier life. Even more. Now listen to the NLT, the New Living Translation. So the Lord blessed Job in the second half of his life even more than in the beginning. Even more than in the beginning. Well, I want to say this because I had in my spirit there to pull us right back there. The Lord will bless the latter part of your life. Your life, the trajectory of your life should not go down. No. It's very easy for people to think, well, yeah, up to a certain point, the Lord can make it better. But from a certain point, naturally, it begins to go down. No. That is not for you. That is not for you. The trajectory of your life should keep going up and up and up and up. There's nowhere in the Word of God where God said where it will go up for a while and then it will start going down. You do well for a while and then you start regressing. No, not in your mind, not in your physical body, not in your spiritual life, in your relationship with God, not in the resources of life that are available to you as a child of God. Not in your purpose, your destiny. No, no. The latter part of your life, every new day is better for you in the name of Jesus. Remember what the Bible says. I didn't have that prepared. But you see what it says there in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. He says that the path of the just, glory to God, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He said in the Amplified, the path of the just, the righteous, shines more and more, brighter and clearer, until it reaches its full strength and glory in the perfect day to be prepared. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. It shines brighter and clearer. It shines brighter and clearer. Would you take that today? It shines brighter and clearer. The path of the just. Your path. Your path. Oh my God. Oh my, 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 my. Woo! Look at the basic Bible English. The way of the upright is like the light of early morning, getting brighter and brighter till the full day. Contemporary English version, the lifestyle of good people is like sunlight at dawn that keeps getting brighter until broad daylight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Good News Bible, the road the righteous travel is like the sunrise getting brighter and brighter until daylight has come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I love this. Look at the message. The ways of right living people glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. The ways of right living people glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. See, it didn't say the longer they live, the brighter they shine up until a certain age. Then after that, they get dimmer. After that, they lose. No. He said the longer they live, the brighter they shine. Glory be to God. The brighter they shine. Oh, thank you, Lord. The longer they live, the brighter. The longer they live, the brighter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord, the Bible says you will possess the dove. That is, it will be better. It will be greater. It will be brighter. It will be more full of glory. Your latter life, your latter end. That is God's promise to you. Amen. Do you have your 2022 confession? Hallelujah. I like that paragraph where our theme is taken from for Elo. He said, this is my year of on-time release. That's that paragraph all the way down there. I serve the on-time God and he will be on time for me. I am on time. There is no delay or denial. I am not behind and I will not come up short. The stack of blessings prepared for this season and every season of my life is manifesting speedily. God is turning the hand of the clock and restoring to me everything that is rightfully mine. God is turning the hand of the clock and restoring to me everything that is rightfully mine. God is turning the hand of the clock. Oh, how I feel the presence of God so mightily here. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I sense the move of the Holy Spirit. God is doing something, even through this service. Even as this word is going forth, this is not an ordinary day. This is not an ordinary service. This is not an ordinary moment in your life. This is not an ordinary season. God is doing something supernatural. God is doing the divine. Hallelujah. He's positioning you through this word, through the revelation of this word, for glory. He's positioning you for brighter. He's positioning you for the double. He's positioning you for better. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I take my position in the covenant for glory. I take my position in the covenant for better. I take my position in the covenant for brighter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is no ordinary service. Something is happening in your life. Something is happening in every area of your life. Something is happening. Something is happening in my life. In every area of my life. Glory be to God. I can feel it. I can sense it. There's something happening. There's something happening. God is restoring to you the years. God is restoring to you the years. Oh, my. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The stack of blessings prepared for this season and every season of my life is manifesting speedily. The stack of blessings. That's why your life, the trajectory of your life has to go higher. Because the stack of blessing in each subsequent season is greater than the previous season. The stack of blessings. Hallelujah. You know that's what David said in Psalm 31. The stack of blessings that have been prepared for me. The stack of blessings in this season is greater than every previous season of your life. The stack of blessings. And they are manifesting speedily. You are not behind. You will not come up short. Somebody say, Pastor, it's too late. No, that is a lie. It is not late. It is not even late, let alone too late. It is not even late. You are on schedule with God. Maybe you've missed it in some way, some part of your journey. Maybe you went on a detour. Maybe you took a wrong turn. Very, very possible. As humans, we all miss it sometimes. But you know what? That's why God has us positioned the way he has us positioned today. Because the mere fact that you and I are right here in this service, the mere fact that we're sitting under this word, the mere fact that we're under the covering of the Holy Spirit and we're receiving divine instruction and revelation from his presence, means you have been reinstated, means you have been restored, means that that wrong detour, that wrong path has been canceled forever. And God is restoring to you the years. Hallelujah. You are on time. You are not behind. You are not late. No, 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 no. You are not late. No, 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 no. You are not behind schedule. You are right on time. Yeah, maybe because of the missteps, maybe because of missed opportunities, either because of the world, either because of your own errors, either because of Satan's attacks and things like that, or things that just happen because we live in this corrupted world. Yeah, maybe sometimes, there's some delay. No, but there is no delay for you in God. God is turning the clock. Remember that scripture we read in our last Elo, in 2 Peter chapter 3. Hallelujah. See, my time is going here. I've got to wrap this up. I'm not anywhere. I've not gone anywhere yet. Although I know that we've received, I know the Lord has been pouring out upon us, but as far as my schedule, my note, I'm on time in the name of Jesus. I'm not behind time. I'm right on schedule. I'm right where I need to be in this ministry, in this message, in this revelation today. Glory be to God. Woo! Glory be to God. In real time, you see the word of God is working. In real time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See what it says there in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. But beloved, do not be ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. That means God can stretch out time and God can shrink it. He said in the Amplified in verse 9, the Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises, according to some people's expectation of slowness. But he is long-suffering, extraordinarily patient. God does not delay, and he is not tardy. Say these words with me. God does not delay, and he is not tardy. Therefore, I am not tardy. I am not behind. God does not delay. He is not tardy. Therefore, I am not tardy. I am not behind. Glory be to God. Let that sink. Let that sink in your spirit. Seal that for a minute. Seal that for a minute. Dwell on that. Chew on that for just 1 minute here. Hallelujah. Chew on that for just 1 second. Glory be to God. Chew on it. Chew on it. The course of your life is in his hands. Remember? The course of your life. The course of your life is in God's hands. The course of your life is in God's hands. God can renew your youth. Like the eagles, he can restore the years to your brain cells, to your heart, to your central nervous system, your bones, your joints, your cells, your nerves, your entire physical being, because he created them in the first place. You are not behind schedule. You are not. You will not suffer dementia. You are not. No, 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 no. You are not missing out on God's best. No. You are not going to miss out. You are not going to lose. Glory be to God. No one who walked in the covenant lost. Remember? Sarah didn't lose. Even when she laughed at God, God turned it around and made her laughter a laughter of joy. Even when she laughed at the promise of God initially out of her ignorance, God turned it around and put laughter in her mouth over the promises that became a reality in her life. That's the same way God is going to put laughter in your mouth over his promises that become a divine reality. Remember when Sarah laughed? When she laughed at God? She heard God say something about this time or something or this will happen or what? She laughed. She laughed. And the Lord asked, is there anything too hard? You know, as you're listening to this message, as I begin to try to bring it to a close today, thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me ask you, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Do you really think anything, any of these promises is too hard for God? Do you really think God cannot touch your life? He can fulfill the promises that he has made to you. Do you really think God can restore your years? Do you really think it's too late? You are too far gone. No, 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 you are not. No, 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 you are not. God will renew your youth like the eagles. Remember how God renewed Hezekiah's life, gave him 15 more years. Remember Moses? We should read that before I close this service out here today. Remember Moses? God will restore double in every area. Now, this is, I'm hearing the Lord. Don't just take this in one area. Hallelujah. Don't say, yeah, I think God can do that in my finances, but he can't do it in my marriage. I think God can do that in my career, but he can't do it in my physical body. My physical body is too gone. No, it's not. He can't do it in my health. That is not true. That is not true. Don't buy into that lie. He said, I will restore to you the years, all the canker worms, palmer worms, whatever they are, all the worms, worms that hurt finances, worms that hurt physical health, worms that hurt reproductive ability, worms that hurt career, worms that destroyed ministry. All these worms are the same. This is just what preceded the worm that is different. Canker worm, palmer worm, whatever, locust, caterpillar, whatever, they are all the same. It's the same covenant. God will restore to you the year. It might sound funny to you, but God will restore to you the years. God will restore to you. I want you to hold firmly to this promise. I want you to hold firmly to this promise. God will restore to you the years, and he will bring it back. It will be more glorious. It will be better. It will be brighter. Hallelujah. It will be double. It will be double. You remember Moses? Let's read that before I try to bring it out to a close. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 34. And I should actually read this in a few scriptures here. Deuteronomy chapter 34. Let's read verse 1 and then 4 to 7. I'm going to read verse 7 in a number of scriptures here. Deuteronomy chapter 34. In every area of your life, in every area, and glory to God, I want you to speak over your life. Speak over your life. I know there's so much we're gonna talk more about, not in this service today, because I can sense where the Lord wanted us to be. That's where we have been, but we have a part to play in this. We do have a part to play, and as a matter of fact, I think I'll close out. I will not elaborate on it, but I'll close out. We'll go back to where we started from Job. We do have a part to play in this. God, the Lord can give us all these promises, have all these orchestration stacks of blessings and preparations and divine everything. And if we are slackers, if we're spiritual slackers or slackers in our duties, and we don't play our part, it doesn't change the fact that the promises are available. It doesn't change the fact that God is able. Well, just look around. You see some people who are enjoying some of those benefits. Just look around. Don't look at your own circumstance and your own situation, because that is limited and that is limiting. But just lift up your head a little bit. Just lift up your head a little. Look, no, you won't look too far before you find someone who is enjoying these promises that the Lord is giving us today. Well, if anyone can enjoy, so can you. If anyone can benefit from these blessings, these promises, this covenant, covenant release, so can you. So can you. Look at Moses in Deuteronomy. Thank you, Lord, as we try to bring this to a close today. I want you to believe it. Speak over your life. Declare it every day over your life. Speak to every part of your being. Speak to your destiny. Speak to your assignment, whatever your assignment is. Speak to your career, whatever your career is. Speak to your ministry if you have one. Speak to your family. Speak to your marriage. Speak over your children. Hallelujah. Speak regarding everything that concerns your life. Remember, the Bible says it's perfecting all that concerns you. He's perfecting. Do you know what that means? It means he's bringing it to a place of glory. Hallelujah. He's bringing it to a place of consummation, a place of completion. That's Psalm 138, I believe verse 8 or verse 18. Hold your place there. We're going to go to Deuteronomy in just 1 minute. I'm just going here. Just going here with the Holy Spirit. Got to close. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 138 is verse 8, I think it is. Psalm 138, verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Do you believe that? I said, do you believe that? Well, it's not perfecting what concerns you if some area of your life is left in the pit. Yeah, many areas are doing well, they're doing good, but this one or two or three areas, just forget about it because it's too late. It's impossible. Really? He said, the Lord will perfect. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. The man who said he knew what he was talking about was that's the Psalm of David. The Lord will perfect. He will perfect. He will perfect that which concerns you. Oh, glory to God. Let's close this out. Go to Deuteronomy 34. Let's look at a couple of verses. And then let's try to close this out in Job chapter 42. Hallelujah. Say the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Put your hand on your heart. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Say it again. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Amen. 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 And amen. Look at it in verse 1, Deuteronomy 34. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo to the top of Pisgah that is over Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead. Look at verse 4. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land that I swore unto Abraham and to your seed. I've caused you to see it with your eyes, but you will not go over there. But I want you to go all the way down to verse 7. That's really where we don't have time. Go to verse 7. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force. What does that mean? God perfected everything that concerned him. Deuteronomy 34, verse 7. Let's read God's Word, Message, and New Living Translation. Deuteronomy 34, verse 7. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 7. Let's read God's Word. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyesight never became poor, and he never lost his physical strength. He never lost his physical strength. Someone said, well, but Pastor, everyone that I know lose their... Well, can you take this promise? Because this can become a divine reality in your life. He never lost his physical strength. Hallelujah. Good News Bible says, Moses was 120 years old when he died. He was as strong as ever, and his eyesight was still good. Message says Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyesight was sharp. He still walked with a spring in his step. Hallelujah. Would you say God restored to him the years? Would you say God renewed his youth like the eagles? Hallelujah. He was 120 years old. His eyesight was. He still walked with a spring in his step. Hallelujah. The New Living Translation says his eyesight was clear. He was as strong as ever. Let's close this, folks. Let's close this out. Let's close this. Go with me. Let's close out right here. This is our last verse, our last scriptures. Job 42. Go right back. That's where we started from. Let's go right back there. Let's go. We've got to believe every word that the Lord has spoken to us. We've got to believe it. Hallelujah. We've got to possess it. We've got to take it. We've got to expect it. We've got to believe that the Lord is more than able to fulfill every word that He has spoken concerning us. We've got to believe it. We've got to believe it. Look at Job chapter 42 and let's read verse 2. Just verse 2. I love it. Let's read it in the King James verse. It says, I know that you can do everything. It's our year of divine everything. It's not like he can do some, he can't do others. He can do this, he can. No, I know, he said, Job said, I know that you can do everything and that no thought can be withholding from you. I know you can do everything and no thought can be withholding from you. I know you can do everything and no thought can be withholding from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to close this out. Let's close this out. Let's read maybe the message. Let's read the message of Job. Let's close this out. Job chapter 42 and verse 2. You can do everything, Lord. You can do everything and no thought of yours can be. One says there's nothing that no plan of yours can be stopped. Look at what it says in the message, Job 42 verse 2. I'm convinced you can do anything and everything. Nothing and no one can upset your plans. I'm convinced you can do anything and everything. Nothing, no one can upset your plans. Can you say the same thing, folks? Saints of God, can you say exactly the same thing today? God, I know, I'm convinced you can do anything and everything. Nothing, no one can upset, thwart, defeat, or hold back your plans for me. And I believe it. And I receive it. Every word that you have spoken, I take hold of it today. It's mine. It's my word. It's my promise. It's my divine reality. Hallelujah. It's my divine manifestation. I'm walking in the reality of it. It is a word fulfilled in my life. And I give you the glory. And I give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Go ahead and bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord for His revelation, His word. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes, amen.